אתם עם SBS בעברית.
My name is Chris Broad and I'm the Media Systems Manager for SBS.
Chris, so many people, so many listeners are actually isolated at home. They can't see the children or the grandchildren, but there are lots of ways with the technology today that they can connect to the outside world. Can you please share your knowledge about it?
Sure. Look, it's actually very interesting, the many different ways that people are using these days and throughout this crisis to connect with each other. We're actually seeing people do events that they'd normally do socially, like birthday parties and friend catch-ups, and they're now resorted to doing them online, you know, in online platforms from the comfort of their own homes by themselves, using technology a webcam with something like Facebook Messenger or systems like WhatsApp. And even some of the other conferencing systems that are available, like Zoom and WebEx, we're starting to see them emerge more as possible options for people to socialize over the internet.
We are talking to Chris Broad, media technology wizard, I should say. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Chris, many people ask me about Zoom. That's the latest thing. They never heard of Zoom. And everybody says, can I Zoom you? Can I Zoom you? People ask me, how do you download it? What's the difference between Zoom and WhatsApp?
Yeah, so Zoom is quite interesting. So, and it's actually increased in popularity massively over the last couple of weeks. We're actually seeing a lot of people sharing some funny conferencing situations that have originated from Zoom. Now, where Zoom is, Zoom's actually been around for a long time, and Zoom is actually primarily used in the business world for conferencing, for video conferencing, business to business. And that's where a lot of people have used it. But now a lot of people are using Zoom for those social catch-ups that I mentioned before. And the thing about Zoom, to its credit, is it's not just restricted to one, you know, one device. Like, it's not just a smartphone app, it's not just a PC app, it's actually cross-platform. So you can join a Zoom conference on your mobile phone or on your desktop computer, on your laptop or your tablet, or even via a traditional telephone, because they've actually got global dial-in numbers that you can dial in and join a Zoom conference. So that's where Zoom is really sort of increasing in popularity, because it is across a multitude of different devices, and they offer a pretty generous free plan as well. So you don't need to be a paid customer to set up a Zoom session. You are limited by time, but that's the fact that it's freely available is something that's enticed a lot of people.
So it's completely free.
It is free. Like, you are limited to a certain time, a reduced time for a conference to take place. And I think it's, you know, 40 minutes or something like that. And of course, if you want it to go any longer, you need to start paying some money. But those people who are happy to keep their conference sessions under that time limit, Zoom's a perfectly good option.
So how does it work? If I actually download Zoom, I go to the App Store to download Zoom. How does it work?
Yeah, so it's exactly like that. You download it from the App Store, whatever device you're on, or you just download it from their website. You need to give over your some personal information, your email address and your name, and that's the creation of an account is fairly straightforward. And then you're good to go in terms of using it after a couple of minutes.
So if, let's say, I've got Zoom, I already downloaded Zoom, it's on my phone, and will it be corresponding with my computer? If it's on my phone, how will it be on my computer as well?
Well, the thing is, you would set up a meeting from either your phone or your computer, wherever you're most comfortable. And then what you do is you invite other people to join that conference. And once again, you can do it from your phone or your computer. And what happens is, when you invite people, it sends them an email, a link, and they can join it on their phone or their computer. So you could be on your phone talking to somebody who's on their laptop, or you could be on your laptop talking to somebody who's on their phone. It just uses whatever camera is available on whatever device you're using. It doesn't matter. It just connects you.
So it's a video conferencing. So you would have, if you're using a computer, you'll need to have a camera connected to your computer, unless you use your iPhone.
Well, then that's another thing. It doesn't necessarily rely on a camera. You can just have an audio voice connection as well. So it's not just video conferencing, it's teleconferencing as well. So, you know, there's a few different options there.
Right. So let's say I set up a Zoom account and then I can invite few people to join me at a certain time to talk to me.
That's correct. Yep. And then they'll get sent. So when you invite somebody, you put in their email address, then they get sent an invitation to their email saying that someone's invited you to a Zoom meeting. Click on this link at the time to join.
And WhatsApp is quite easy. WhatsApp, if you actually download WhatsApp to your iPhone or Android, you can talk to anyone that is on your account that is also has a WhatsApp account, isn't it?
Exactly. So WhatsApp is another really good option. Now, WhatsApp is mainly used on those mobile devices, so your mobile phone, your tablet. The thing with WhatsApp is you need to link that to a mobile phone number to set up an account. You can't just go online and register an account without a mobile phone. But once you are registered with WhatsApp and you do have an account and it's set up on your phone, then it becomes, once again, very easy to launch an instant video chat session with somebody or an instant group chat with somebody. So WhatsApp is it's one of these things that's largely been used for social purposes in the past. A lot of people have group chats where they're doing largely text-based chat to each other. But now, thanks to this COVID-19 crisis, we're actually seeing an increase in popularity of people turning those group text-based chats into group video chats.
So we were talking about Zoom and we were talking about WhatsApp. Are they secure? When I communicate on Zoom or when I communicate on WhatsApp or send a text message, is it secure?
Yeah. So we've always known that WhatsApp is quite secure. We've always known for a while that whatever is sent on WhatsApp is encrypted. So you generally consider that to be a pretty safe environment. And that's why we're seeing that, you know, the politicians, they talk about using WhatsApp messaging and things like that. It tends to be popular in those circles because it is encrypted and very hard for hackers to get in and hack. Now, the thing with the other platforms, so Zoom and even there's another platform that's very similar to Zoom called WebEx, they are highly secure, but you can create a conference call that has just got a small code. And obviously, if you are worried about security, you want to make the code that you create for people to join those sessions, you want to make them fairly complicated so that people can't guess them. But look, overall, you know, those systems that we've mentioned, and even the Facebook Messenger, they are, I would safely say that they're pretty secure systems. You're not really going to be at risk from using those.
Chris Board, Media Technology Wizard, Specialist at SBS. Thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.